fresh from covering the elections last night, he didn't get to bed until, it must have been the guts of 8:30 p.m. before he got snuggled into his little plastic-covered bed sheets. It's Newsman Tone.
I wish, except for the plastic-covered bed sheets. But thank you very much.
Couple of questions, right?
Right, okay, well.
From, I am speaking on behalf of laymen. Why is it taking them so long to count? Right? This doesn't fill people with, you know, a lot of...
As the excuses, reasons been given. They are just human members of the public, probably civil servants who aren't used to working 12-hour days.
Probably civil servants, right?
Sorry, that's
one,
just me. That's
two, three... What's after that? Hang on, I know that, right? Well, no, we need to... Let's have a meeting about that.
And yeah, exactly. No, it's just been very complicated because there have been three elections. Even though the council election doesn't even count, doesn't start until Monday, it's the fact that they have to verify...
They had to verify
the boxes and all
right,
this
the
sort
second
of stuff.
Thing.
And then there was an AV vote and it was just really, really
long. All right,
long.
Okay, you're boring us now. I didn't really realise until last night how few people you need to vote for you to get into Parliament.
Correct.
Seriously, you have more friends on Facebook than some of the people who have got voted into Stormont and who will be making big decisions, whereas you both don't make any decisions. You don't even have the decision to make whether or not you're on air or not, because talk
you,
out there...
You choose that.
Yeah, you see what I mean? You don't have any decision.
No.
It's poor. 50% turnout.
And out of that, you know, people are getting in with, you know, quite a low... percentage of the first percentage votes.
Unbelievable. You would get more people voting in family and friends.
You get more people voting in the X Factor. Anyway, do we have the Kinks on our playlist?
What a ridiculous question.
Stephen Clements on City Beat.
Now it's time for entertainment. Today featuring Simon Coyle, even though his fortune has been estimated at £200 million, he has revealed that he still does the lottery regularly. You might have heard on the news Adam Deck giving him grief about how it would be a pay cut for him, because he's a greedy... Fill in your own word there. Speaking of Simon Coyle and his many, many people who live around him, Cheryl Cole. You know Cheryl.
Weak, limp, lifeless.
Oh, yeah, that's her. She's nervous as she prepares for her debut as a judge on USA X Factor. There's also a photograph over in the papers with a new real beehive hairstyle. It's like a Women's Institute special to appeal to the Americans because they love all that. Dannii Minogue has been stopped from going backstage at Sister Kylie's show after security guards failed to recognise her. She should have just taken her top down and said, get a load of those apples, you know what I mean? Straight in, no messing. And finally, Adele, off of that beautiful song, Someone Like You, says that if she was a man, she would like to do it with Rihanna. I am a man, and I wouldn't like to see that. Thank you very much. Let's you up to date.
Stephen Clements on City Beat.
Let's get ready.
Hands up, here we go.
If you see me rocking MSP, there in the air, ready, magic beat, you just set me back. If you make me cry, you can make me hurt again. Bring me my rhythm, let me wear it, man. I can't understand, never, never forget. Baby, I'm wrong.
It's not too late to be part of the fun.
Stephen Clements on City Beat.
Chipmunks here. Didn't say that you were coming in live because, as you saw, we mentioned it about 20 minutes ago and straight away the phone lines.
Yeah.
It's coming in. Can I come down and see him? And there are people there to meet you.
Yeah, you're my loyal fans down there.
What's that like?
It feels good, you know. We've got new singles, new album coming out on the 18th of April.
Tell us a wee bit about, I mean, the last couple of years must have been like a complete roller coaster for you.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been a journey, you know. I ripped my first album when I was like 16, turning 17. And, you know, it came out. And then since then, my life's completely changed. So this second album transition is like a brilliant representation of how my life's changed, how I've grown as a person, and you know, the sound is a bit more mature, you know, the lyrics are a bit more mature.
So what keeps you grounded? Because you're a young guy, you've got all this attention. What keeps you grounded?
I feel like if I'm going to make the most mistakes in my life, it's going to be between the ages of, you know, 17 to about 20, 25 is when
so
people
a few years left, yeah.
I'm living my life in the public eye, you know, so if I do make a mistake, everyone's going to see. So I just always bear that in mind, and with bearing that in mind, you know, living becomes a lot easier.
Okay, so this new album, you've worked with some top people.
People were just hearing that there was a lot of hits being created, so, you know, and I was, you know, playing my music to a lot of stars, and they were saying, yo, man, you seriously got a world-class appeal and we want to be involved. So
were you, like, secretly excited inside, but you were like, I can kill going, yeah, that's just the kind of stuff I threw together anytime.
That's a good time. It's a very good period, and I'm just happy to still be a relevant part of what's happening in the UK music scene at the moment, because it's beautiful.
But do you think, as you said, you've got more of a global sound? Do you think that the USA is somewhere that you could easily break into?
You know, I wouldn't say the US is something I could easily break into, but what I will say is that Champion is, you know, the first single that is starting to be pushed over there, and it is picking up very quickly. Like, I've been getting lots of tweets from new fans from the States saying, oh my god, I heard Champion, I checked out the rest of your stuff, you are the bombshell. So everything's kind of just happening organically, and that's how I wanted it to happen, so I'm cool, man. But meanwhile, I am a UK artist, and you know, my album was me trying to make the best album I can for my fans here.
You haven't got like, right, you know, by the year 2015 I want to take over the world.
I see success as like a journey, not a destination. So you know, I'm just living my life, I'm always going to try and make the best music I possibly can, and just share it with my fans, man. I feel that without the fans, it's just not the same, man. So I love my fans. I just want everything I do from now on to just be about the fans.
Well, your fans are still, because we can see, if you look around there in the camera, you can see they're still sitting waiting outside for you as well.
Some of them are chilling,
right, I have to mention this. I was just talking to you and your people. I need people. I should get people. About my wife and I, our favourite TV show is Celebrity Juice, which you were on.
Yeah,
hats
man,
off to you, because that is brutal.
Yeah,
absolutely brutal.
You know what, Keith Lemon is... He's a funny dude. He's cool. You know what? They always go extra hard when I come, because I watch the show. You know? So I think, like, I can't see, he doesn't make other people feel as on edge as I do. You know what I mean? But when I came, it was funny. And when I got there, because what happened last time when him and Rufus started kissing, when I got there and I saw Rufus gave me the look like, ha ha, we're going to get you again today. And I was like, oh, this could be crazy. But it was cool, you know. Celebrity Juice is always a laugh. And just like you were saying, it's funny because you can't go on there and take yourself too serious.
If you go on that show, you don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah,
because
man,
you can't.
If you went, even it would just Ronan, be... Ronan was getting it as well.
He got with the whole potato thing.
he was hilarious.
Right, so ask some of the listeners and ask you some questions. Some of the girls were just texting in, asking things like, you know, for your phone number, are you single, what are you doing tonight, that kind of thing. More reflection on the listeners of the show than you, to be
tonight,
fair.
Tonight, I'm in Dublin, and I'm going to be partying like a rock
star. Tell me, where did the name Chipmunk come from?
The name, it was just a bad nickname that stuck.
Gary, what was the first CD you ever bought?
My first CD was Artful Dodge.
Shannon and Banger, who are your biggest influences?
My idols are Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Eminem and Kanye West.
Have you met them?
I've been in the same room as Jay-Z. He's got like some mad presence. I've bumped shoulders with Lil Wayne when I was chilling with his, you know, his stepfather Baby, and he was running on stage and he was shouting me out in his interview.
Tell us a little bit about how you hooked up with Keri Hilson.
She came to the studio, she was meant to be on a different track. Then she heard In the Air, and she was like, I want to be a part of this.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in and seeing
us. Thanks for having me, man.
Stephen Clements on City Beat.
So this is the part now where I have to go to the phone lines and hope that someone answers. Otherwise, this bit is a bit wick. Fingers crossed.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Who's that?
It's Stephen Clements from City Beat.
Oh, this is John.
John, how are you, mate?
I'm too bad.
Did you enter my mumble quiz?
Am I gonna write?
What's the answer?
Tommy Kidd.
It's the right answer, mate. Well done. Don't get too excited. Where are you today?
In work.
Where do you work?
In the Royal.
Right, I'm just going to toss a coin here, mate. Heads you pay, tails you don't. And then you can go down to the other place tonight if you want after 7 o'clock, but don't be doing that. Cause
you can fire away.
I know, I have a double setting. I mean, I'll just... It's the luck of the coin. It's tails you don't pay.
All right.
Can you sound happy at least?
A bit nervous.
No, don't be nervous. That'll do, mate. Can you stay on the line while I take down your dress?
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lovely, mate. Bye.
Let's get ready to mumble in association with the other place. Toss up Tuesdays. Heads you pay, tails you don't. If you see me walking
down the street. Stephen Clements on City Beat.
Hi, Stephen. My name's Pat, which is an okay name, but don't mention it on the radio. Mainly because my surname is E-Cake, Pat E-Cake, Baker's Man. Anyway, I met Belinda about 8 months ago. I was a labourer, and Belinda was getting conservatory done from our company. You're picking it, we're bricking it. Me and the lads couldn't help but notice how gorgeous she was. She'd come down in the mornings and offer us up tea and muffins. She was gorgeous. We all fancied her, but we were there to do a job. None of us dreamt of saying or doing anything. Plus, she was well out of our league. Or so we thought. One morning, she asked if I'd come up behind and said she needed me to have a look at a hole in the wall that needed some filler. I'll not lie, we both laughed at the childish innuendo. It seems to fill these, but I'm not bitters. I asked if there was a Mr. Belinda in her life and she said no. She pushed the filler from my hand and kissed me. Well, from that moment, Stephen, we were inseparable. Here we go. Belinda was everything you could wish for. She was gorgeous and funny. And she was really driven in her bid to become a model. I knew that she would definitely make it. She was that good looking. About 4 weeks ago, she had to go over to the UK to do a photo shoot. We were both thrilled. I was so delighted for her. She was over the moon. I just couldn't wait to see her in the magazine. It was going to be in a car magazine, and I bought every car magazine going. Auto Trader, Sports Cars Illustrated, NI Car Finder, Top Gear, and all the other good magazines that I haven't mentioned. She wasn't in any of them, and I asked her. She said, oh, they must have used it. They must have used my photo. Stephen, she was lying. Next day, whilst fitting the 2x1 double glazing unit with openers, the lads came in with the one car mag I hadn't bought. Nice bumpers. I think the song says it all. Pat's hurting.
But he's not bitter.
Stephen Clements on City Beat.